To another big overseas story today, to Berlin, where Hillary Clinton is meeting her fellow foreign ministers at the latest NATO summit, where the main focus is trying to figure out how to sustain the operation in Libya and to figure out if there will actually be a political transfer there. Reporting live for our partner, the BBC, is Steve Evans. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning to you.
So we've got, a couple of weeks on here with this operation in Libya, and Muammar Gaddafi is still there. What's on the table here?
What's on the agenda here is precisely that. He's still there, and they've been bombing 2,000 sorties now. The British and the French want more active role from people like the Spanish and the Italians. And the big question here with all these foreign ministers, including Secretary of State Clinton, is what happens if the rebels can't deliver the knockout punch after all this air power has been unleashed on Gaddafi's forces? That's the big question that everybody's asking, and nobody is venturing an answer.
And there's no one really at the foreign minister level who's responding to the sentiments of this Libyan resident of Misrata, who spoke to one of your colleagues at the BBC.
Now there's a chance for another crazy man to do another massacre, and the NATO and the world are trying to hold him. But we feel that NATO can do more.
That Misrata resident saying NATO can do more to confront Muammar Gaddafi. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is really on the hook here in this entire initiative. She diverged with the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, over the U.S. role. What's her sort of tone today, Steve?
Her tone was, she's just, in front of me, they're playing the pictures of her meeting Chancellor Merkel now, and the body language is very good. They're both wearing purple, by the way. It says absolutely nothing, but I pass the detail on. But, of course, she, Mrs. Merkel, the body language is good, but Mrs. Merkel basically said, I want nothing to do with this thing. Right at the start of it, Germany said, we're not going to get involved. Mrs. Clinton has taken a great deal of trouble to have very warm words about Germany, say, very important part of NATO. But you can't get away from central, difficult, if you like, over the main action at the moment, outside Afghanistan, of course. The body language is good, but the questions remain unanswered.
And, you know, you have to ask the question, how difficult would this be if there wasn't a war in Afghanistan where there are similar questions of NATO unity in that operation? What do you think?
Well, the difficulty is that clearly no government wants anything approaching on the ground in Libya. They're constrained by that UN resolution, which is that they can act to protect civilians. How do you define acting to protect civilians? It's not clear that there's any kind of agreement within the 28 countries of NATO on what that means. The British and the French take it to mean destroying tanks. Other countries say, well, maybe radar installations.
That's a veteran BBC correspondent Steve Evans live from Berlin, where NATO is trying to resolve differences over how to proceed in Libya and deal with the fact that Muammar Gaddafi, weeks after the beginning of the air raids in Libya, is still in power. Thanks to Steve Evans and our colleagues at the BBC, who also deliver those voices from Libya, who are expressing considerable impatience with the NATO operation at this point.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.